Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. That's Radio Law Talk, and I am looking up RadioLawTalk.com on my phone, because you know why? I'm typing in, what I'm going to type in is our stations we're on, and you go to stations we're on, and I'm going to list and thank KZQQ, 1560 AM, Abilene, Texas. Welcome to the show. We'll throw it out next week too. KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM, Fairbanks, Pleasant Valley, and Selcha, Alaska. And did we mention our latest Tennessee ones? I don't remember. WDXE 1370 AM, Elkridge, Tennessee, and 75.3 FM, Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, and 1503.
75.3. Somebody messed up that frequency. Probably.
No, 75.3. No, I'm wrong. 95.3.
There we go.
95.3 FM, Mount Pleasant, Tennessee, and 105.3 Pulaski, P-U-L-A-S-K-I, Tennessee. Man, we've got a lot of new people that just have come on.
Isn't
Thank you
great?
Very much. That's great. Yeah. Cal, let's just do case or no case. Let's just get right into it.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Well, you know that shipping and handling fees are sometimes beyond ridiculous. That's what three customers at a bank thought when they ordered from a check printing company who always tacked on what seemed to be exorbitant shipping, handling, and delivery. So the three, who happened to be customers at the same bank, one of whom worked at a law office, said, "How much does it really cost to ship a box of checks from the printer to their house?" The printer was charging more than the actual order, 145% in many cases. So one of the three called an attorney and said, they worked at the office, and said, shouldn't we be able to recover this? This is years of overcharges. And our law firm said, well, let's check and see, Todd Cunin, if you have a case or no case. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting because in that analysis, you just looked at the shipping. It's that other part, the and handling, like the
right.
Who's going to... Here, pro tip for all of you youngins out there that go on a date and the dad says, have her home by 11:30. It is not advisable to say, well, the cost for shipping and handling to meet that deadline is...
Leave out the handling,
yeah, I just, I would just, I would just, I would not go there. Just take it from me, tips from Todd. So...
TT?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
TFT?
TFT. Tips from Todd.
I can get a music bed for that, yes. Now.
Tips from Todd.
Okay.
Cal, let's do that by next week.
Yeah.
Tips from Todd. Yes.
Like
just the tip with Todd. So,
Where were we?
Checks.
Okay, shipping, so
handling,
checks.
Well.
Look, I think that they can be exorbitant, but... boy, this is sticking out in my mind that this is a case. What the heck, you only live once unless, you believe in an afterlife and a resurrection. So, I'll say case, and I think that the consumer prevails over the exorbitant shipping and handling fees.
Yeah, shipping, handling, and anyway, what do you think about this?
I think
this
would not be a one case situation. It would be a mass tort. I mean, it would be a
class action
case is what it would be, and that's why I'm wondering if Cal read about the latest class action lawsuits, and I think that's what he read, and so I think it's a case, and and it is a class action suit, and there's a case going on, maybe even now about checks, the cost for checks coming from banks.
And actually, yes. I think I just ordered some checks from one of the printing companies, and I said, what?
Yeah.
All right, so that's okay. What we say. What is it, Cal?
So the law office sent out a plea to other people who might be similarly affected by shipping and handling overcharges and did file a lawsuit
yes.
against the printing company. After a while in the courts, the parties came to an out-of-court settlement amount not disclosed. So case, yes.
And we win.
Check recipients win. And that...
As we say, I say it's class action, so we should get all our points, right?
All your points. Both of you get four.
So with that, then, both Fred and I picked up 8 points today.
That is phenomenal. Whatever we can do to beat Denise.
That's right. That'll teach her to...
Well, our next week's first case or no case involves a young woman that decided to expose herself to an oil painting in Ohio.
Ooh.
And the oil painting got nothing out of it, and so we'll talk about that, you know.
So you're telling me there's a
yeah.
chance.
Anyway, that's coming up next week.
Oh, we have a tips from Todd about that one.
Now yes. tips from Todd.
Now tips from Todd.
Dear Todd, should I undress in front of an oil painting in the Ohio State Museum?
If staring at the oil painting, you notice that the eyes move from left to right, I do not recommend it.
And the voice sounds a lot like the governor saying, oh, hello.
Yeah. If after doing so, you go back to the front office and you say, you know, that oil painting, it was animated. And they said, it wasn't supposed to be animated. Well, all right, folks, listen. Kevin Costner. I mean, you remember back when we were, you know, we couldn't do a show without the Johnny Depp train wrecks that were going on? Well, the Kevin Costner and was Christine Baumgartner, his estranged spouse, they're going through the divorce, and good heavens. I mean, it's just back and forth, and, you know, for all of the great things, you know, people want to be rich, and they want to be famous, they want to have all this kind of stuff. Well, here's one of the downsides. All of this stuff gets played out in the public eye, and there's not a dang thing you can do about it if you're the celebrity, right? And so he's going through this, and she is going through this, both of them. Whatever issues led to the desire, the need to dissolve their marriage and get a divorce, and without assessing blame in either side, it's just, this is what happened. Right. They're getting a divorce.
Yeah.
Unlike, look, I'm divorced. Do you know how many, requests from the press I got over details
oh,
and
I'm sure
child support
stuff.
And all that? Yeah. You know, nothing.
Paparazzi following you down the sidewalk.
There was nothing.
Really?
You know, nobody
this
wanted anything.
It surprises me that TMZ didn't send a reporter on your case.
You know, my former wife and I, we did the courtesy of look, at least letting friends know and a Facebook post for people that we didn't see, you know, so that they could avoid the, oh, so how's so-and-so doing? Yeah, we got divorced 2 years ago. We did that.
Yeah.
And there were a few that wrote back and said, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry, you know, you hang in there, do whatever. And then there are people that supported me and supported her and stuff. But aside from that, not a whole lot. Certainly not having the paparazzi follow you around.
But don't you think that most people now look at divorce as fairly mundane? But in Hollywood, all of a sudden, this relatively common experience becomes someone else's, therefore they play back all of their own feelings a lot of times through that?
I think so, and I think also, look, let's put it this way. I think that there is a certain amount of, if so-and-so that I idolize or that I really like is living a great life, then all can be right in my world. And when that person and his spouse that seemingly have a strong marriage get a divorce and they're famous, there are a lot of people that want to see it because now, well, who am I going to idolize now? And so there's a lot of that. So that's what's going on with Kevin Costner. We have all this, but we have an update about the latest ruling as it relates to child support, because that's been the latest fight with he and Christine Baumgartner.
And it's so public, and I'm sure so painful. More Radio Law Talk with Todd is coming up right here on this great radio station you're listening to us on, or at RadioLawTalk.com, where every episode we've done is posted and accessible to you at no charge. Stay tuned as the broadcast continues.
Medical Center, the announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick, quack, car, wash. They're happy with your shopper. Come on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So when we went into the break, we were talking about Kevin Costner and the latest and why the public follows him. And they it's the same reason why when there's an accident in the on the shoulder of the road, even traffic has slowed down in the fast lane because everybody wants to stop and take a look. And that's, you know, just
stay there, but for the grace of God, go I. Yeah. Isn't that part of that, don't you think?
I think that there are some people that think that, especially in the case of seeing what happens with celebrity marriage breakups and lawsuits. But I think there are others that are just, it's a couple of things. It's that, and then it is this, the amounts of money that we're talking about are just so astronomical compared to the, you know, the two people that get a divorce that are scraping to get by, and you're talking about child support being in the neighborhood of, you know, $400 or $500 a month, right? And then you hear about the numbers that are being thrown around in the Costner case. Now here's the thing about child support. Okay, so way back in the day, give you a little history lesson here. Way back in the day, when I was still a law clerk back in the late 90s, I worked for the local district attorney's office in Northern California County. And I was actually working in the family support division. So my job as the law clerk, I was what's called the review and adjustment coordinator.
Ooh.
Which meant that if a child support order had been imposed, it had been established by court order, and then one party felt, you know what, I think the financial circumstances have changed, and we need to review that child support. Most of the time, it was the child support paying person, call them the non-custodial parent, paying child support, thinking that because of change in circumstances, well, they think that that support order should be lowered. And sometimes oftentimes it was for things like, well, my ex she remarried and her husband's rich, so my child support should go down. Guess what? That really doesn't have a whole lot to do with it.
Really?
That doesn't have, the only thing that it really has to do with child support is it changes the amount that your ex pays in terms of tax, but it doesn't change yours. I mean, look, the big thing for child support, one of the biggest factors is how much time do the kids spend with you, right? That's a huge one.
Okay, I got another big question on that.
All right.
That is a great point, Todd. I mean, you think about that, 70%, why are you paying full support? But many times the discussion comes up, okay, you claim the kid's on taxes this year. Do they work that out in a settlement like this? So who gets to claim the kids as a deduction?
It can be worked out. The question, the thing you got to be really careful there is the IRS has rules about how much time the kids need to spend with you in order for you to be able to claim the deduction. So we don't give advice here, but before you go thinking, well, it's just a matter of flip a coin who gets to, or we'll trade off year by year, look, IRS probably going to take a strong look at that if you're claiming the kids and it comes out that the kids spend, you know, most of their time with the spouse that didn't get the deduction, right?
And also your tax professional would tell you if child support is tax deductible, right? Because that's a big expense for people, many who have to pay it. Huge expense.
And I can't
except
remember,
for Kevin
but, it, but it sticks out in my mind that it's not. But but here's the thing. So visitation with the kids is a lot. But here's the question, though. So if one spouse, let's say, makes $40,000 a year, and this is going to come back to Kevin Costner. Let's say one spouse makes $40,000 a year, and the other spouse makes $240,000 a year.
Okay.
And the visitation is 50-50, right? And not just on paper, but the kids actually spend 50% of their time at one person's house and 50% of the time at the other person's house. Given that disparity in wage, now, a lot of people would think, well, it's 50-50. Why do I owe child support? They're with me half the time. But here's the thing. The higher wage earner is going to owe child support to the lower wage earner.
Not based on time, but based on income.
Well, it's not based. That's not what they're looking at with child support.
Help me understand.
What they're looking at with child support is they say child support overall is designed, in theory, to be, we want the standard of living for the child to be the same regardless of which home they are in based upon the custody split. So we don't want, we were trying to avoid a situation where the kid, when they were dad, are living, you know, high on the hog and, you know, they've got, you know, 5,000 square foot house and all this stuff, and then they go and live with mom and, you know, four kids, and they're all sharing one room, and, you know, it's ramen and fingernails. That's all we're eating, folks, and some water. And so the idea here is to try to normalize, through the child support, the standard of living of the children, which is why if it is 50-50 custody split, but dad's making $250,000 a year and mom's making $40,000 a year, yeah, dad's got to pay child support so that the kids enjoy the same standard of living. And that's what's being argued and has been argued in the Costner case this whole time.
But do dads go in and say, look, mom isn't spending money on the kids. She's spending money on herself, on her nails, on her... Didn't Costner argue that about his ex?
Well, he could. The problem with those arguments is very hard to make them this early on. You need to allow time to pass so that you can show a pattern of the kids are not getting the same standard of care. They're not getting... The circumstances are different.
Okay.
When we come back... We'll finish up with Costner when we come back, because I think we're headed into a break here in a little bit.
Yeah,
but let's put it this way. So going into the latest round, we'll just set this up. Temporary child support had been set at $129,755 a month Costner had to pay his ex-wife on a temporary basis until they could do a permanent child support order. About a week and a half ago, Christine Baumgartner, they went in. She thought the judge should add another $60,000 to that. Or so she wanted it bumped up to $161,000, and Costner wanted it lowered, claiming it was too high. When we come back, we'll tell you what the judge ruled and why. Again, when you ask it, once you start the review and adjustment process, it doesn't stop till a judge makes a ruling. You can't say, well, if I'm not going to get what I want, I dismiss my request. Nope, there's going to be a ruling.
And everything's on the table at that point, right? Yeah.
In terms of child support, you betcha.
All right, we'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin. Stay tuned as the show continues.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Frederick Pinney, host of Radio Law Talk. I'm excited to announce myself and Mark Victor Hansen, the author of the famous Chicken Soup for the Soul, collaborate to bring this three-book series, Goose. Book one is about William Collins. Goose is the perfect gift for yourself, family, friend, or someone you care about. Great stories, lifelong lessons that you can apply to your life to help you to become successful.
Goose by Frederick W. Pinney, available on Amazon Books now.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car, Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp, come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Have you outgrown?
U.S.
USA News update. Former President Donald Trump reiterated his belief that the legal challenges he's facing are a result of Democrats' attempts to thwart his return to the White House.
They indicted me because I'm in first place.
Trump suggested that his strong polling numbers in the Republican primary and even in a hypothetical matchup against President Biden may be prompting Democrats to use legal means against him. Phoenix could set yet another summer heat record if it reaches 110 degrees or more as expected Saturday. That would mark 54 days this year. The previous record was set back in 2020. SpaceX lit up the night sky with the launch of another set of Starlink satellites from Florida's Space Coast. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 22 internet satellites blasted off from Cape Canaveral just after 11 Friday night. About an hour later, SpaceX verified that the rocket had effectively placed the satellites into low Earth orbit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am big.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So in the Costner case, Christine Baumgartner, she thought child support should be raised. She was getting $129,755 a month in child support, and then she took Mr. Costner back to court within a month or so of that ruling where she got that amount. It was less than what she wanted. I think she was seeking like $200,000 or something, but the court gave her $129,000, call it $130,000, because I'm trying to economize my words here. So she got basically $130,000. She said she wanted more. Claimed that in the accounting and the documents given over to establish the child support at $130,000 that Mr. Costner had not turned over certain accounts, and you know, you had all of this, and there was testimony during the during the hearing on the new child support amount. The Costner said, "Look, I don't know how much money I make. Look, I've got money." His iron's in a lot of fires.
And it's all in various stages of production.
Exactly.
Expenses going out here, income on the back end. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, you got endorsements, all sorts of things coming and going, and it's hard to pin down what you make at any given time. And they turned over everything, and you know, the long and short of it is, look, once this ball gets rolling, once you start this review and adjustment, you know, you can't, it would be erroneous for Christine Baumgartner to think, look, I'm not going to get any less than $130,000. That's my base, so I'm just seeking more. No, it could go up, it could go down.
How much of that do you think is just...
Well, hold on, let me finish this.
Animus, go ahead,
yeah. So it could go up, it could go down. And, the latter happened at the conclusion of that hearing. She was at $130,000, right? She wanted it to go up to $160,000, so she was seeking an extra $31,000 approximately. And at the conclusion of the hearing, the judge comes back, rules in Costner's favor, lowers the support from $129,755 to $63,209 a month.
Ouch.
Cut it in half, over half. You know, the news was that she had just moved into a new place with the kids, that rent was $40,000 a month. So two-thirds, approximately two-thirds of the child support amount that she was given.
That's a high ratio.
Is going to pay that house. Now, again, the idea here is a judge looked at that and said, in the judge's opinion, and you know, I can't really comment one way or another, but let's face it. Kevin Costner makes a lot of money. And you know the standard of living that they're going to enjoy. I mean, you look at the Santa Barbara house, the place where they were living at that she had to move out of, the property, the pools, and all that kind of stuff. You know the standard of living that the kids are going to enjoy when they're with Dad. And the question is, do they have the same standard of living when they go with Mom? Now, she's renting a place for $40,000 a month. Now, that sounds like a lot of money. But
and it is.
But you have to consider the location.
Not for the market. Right.
You know, the kids, they want to stay in the same school. They have to be close to Dad. They have to, you know, so that they can do the back-and-forth visitation. And she can't leave. I mean, it's not like she can pick up and move to, you know, Podunk, Nevada, southern Utah, someplace in the Midwest where property values are much more reasonable.
Find a
right?
trailer to move in.
Yeah, she has to live in a place that's close enough to Mr. Costner, to Kevin, so that the kids can do the visitation, so their lives are not upset. Remember, these kids are in school. They've got things to do. And so she does have this expense that she has to incur that she really doesn't have any control over. Probably found the cheapest place that she could find because of the area where she's living. But, you know, it's two-thirds of the child support's going to go to rent.
So now I'm asking the hard question. How much of this is animus between she and Mr. Costner, where she says, I am just irritated at him. This guy can't expect me to live on this. I'm going to go back and I'll show him. Or the judge responding to the lawyer or her request and saying, look, 140 grand's not enough, really? I mean,
let me answer that question. Yeah. Let me answer that question this way. You know, personal note here, that has nothing to do with it. I love the fact I'm doing a national radio show right now.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this show with Fred and Denise everybody for the last, what, 5-6 years here doing this show. Every Saturday morning I do this show. Every Saturday my kids know I do this show. Do you think that stops me getting text messages in the middle of this show from my son?
Same for me.
Hey, can I DoorDash something, please, Dad?
Maybe later.
Okay, maybe later. Okay, so here's the thing. To answer your question about animus, in the course of my legal career, the bulk of my legal career has been in the criminal justice system.
Right.
And 10 years as a prosecutor, another, we're going on 9 years now as a defense attorney. Before I did that, I did labor and employment for a few years. I worked for a state agency early on in my career in the state of Nevada. And but the bulk of it, so I've done different types of law, civil law. I've done just a bunch of different types of law. And I'll tell you, my hat is off. I wish she was here. My hat is off to Denise Dirks, because Denise practices in the area of family law. And I hear the stories that Denise tells about cases, you know, that come up. And when she talks about her experience, she doesn't get specific on any case she's handling, but she talks about her experience in family law.
How challenging that must be, I would imagine.
And the type of fights,
yeah,
legal fights that occur in that arena. And I can tell you, of all the different types of law that I have practiced in, the criminal justice system is probably the most amicable. Counsel to counsel, prosecution, defense, it's the most amicable of all that I've been in. And just from my point of view, the least has been family law. Because when you ask that question about how much of this is animus, I think that probably rears its head. If you have to go to a lawyer, you know it's present. because there's something that you didn't agree on. And it's just, you have to gauge it on a case-by-case basis. But if you look at the allegations that were lobbed back and forth here in the Costner case about you're hiding money and how dare you do this to your kids and, well, you just upped and left and, you know, listen, imagine the worst breakup you've ever had in your entire life, right? And then imagine that in the middle of that, you also have to try to split assets, resolve your property disputes, talk about what's best for the kids. It's not just you, right? And, you know, there's a reason. What's the phrase? There's no emotion so close to love as hate.
Exactly.
Right? Because love and hate are not opposites. The opposite of love is indifference. You know, the opposite of love is, yeah, okay, whatever, you go do you.
My wife said that to me, and I said, well, I don't really care.
Yeah, so when you ask the question, how much of this is due to animus? Look, I think it's a case-by-case basis. But I know in this case, the judge looked at that and said, not only did he reduce the child support amount, but this is probably the judge's assessment of the amount of animus, also ordered Christine Baumgartner to pay Costner's attorney's fees for the cost of that.
Wow.
And yeah, it came to like $14,000. It wasn't still, just for that. But still, it was ordering him to pay her to pay the attorney's fees. When that happens, I think you can read the tea leaves there, the judge saying, yeah, you guys need to start playing nice because it's going to cost you if you don't. It will cost you if you don't.
And now she's publicly said, now I'm going to have to go get a job or something like that? I
yeah,
read that somewhere.
And look, I don't think that she is going to be hurting for work. The silver lining in all of this, what's my... What is what I always say about lawsuits that are brought in the copyright industry and all that? It's a way to promote... Look at the songs. The sales for songs are probably through the roof for both the copyright infringer and the infringed,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And let's put it this way. If there's a silver lining for Christine Baumgartner and the pain of having to do this all publicly, it is, well, I probably know more about her now than I did a year ago. And if there is anyone out there, and there's probably no shortage of folks out there that want to have her as a guest on their show or endorsing their product or sticking up for women's rights or, you know, just a whole host of things.
Or let's hire her designers or, you know, as a designer.
And
or whatever.
She was a handbag designer before she married him.
Right.
And right now, her name is out there. And so if she's smart, she should probably try to capitalize on that as I try to catch a mosquito that's trying to bite me as my kids text me and mosquitoes bite me all during the show.
And last night in my broadcast booth, crickets. I thought I was in Utah.
Yeah, you gotta love it. So that's what we talk about with Kevin Costner. We come back, got a couple of interesting cases to wrap up and then quick takes and then, you know, sad, but we'll see you a week from then.
Yeah, that's the worst week for many people when the show ends. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Todd, thank you. We'll continue with the big broadcast, and it is a big broadcast. Now this.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
7-3.
That was just making up stuff that he's saying, right?
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
You know, when we come back from these breaks, you've got those clips where they have sound bites from movies and stuff in them, and then they have the kitty bump and all of that. I think it would be great if... you know, the next time all three of us are here, me and Fred and Denise and you, well, you couldn't participate because you know what's in it, but to see if they can guess what movies some of those sound bites come from.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Because I know the last one is Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's they're questioning whether or not, how you know what Groot is saying when he says, I am Groot. And so that's why they have you all know you're just guessing, right, at what he's saying.
Okay, and here's another one.
Okay.
What kind of a big deal?
Okay.
Okay, Ron Burgundy.
Okay.
Ron Burgundy, Anchorman.
Anchorman, right.
Yes.
Here's another one.
Showtime.
Ooh, wait, what's it? Play that again?
Showtime.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Jim Carrey, Mask,
oh,
right?
Okay, all right. Oh, that's right, from The Mask.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it,
okay.
Got it.
One more, one right. More.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Godfather 3?
I think it's 3.
Yeah. Now look. I'm glad we didn't plan this segue.
No.
We did not plan this segue. But The Godfather 3, and that was uttered by the great Al Pacino.
And he has, yes. What a weird situation he got in.
You know, look, all right.
But I hesitate to phrase it this way because it's going to put me in a bad light, perhaps.
Okay. But stand by. We're going to do this. Hold on.
Now, Radio Law Talk News.
And here's your newsman, Todd Kuenin, with the latest on Al Pacino.
So have you ever heard the calculation for the limit to which you can push the envelope in terms of age difference for a male dating a younger female? And it's the equation is rumored to be half your age plus 7.
Oh.
And
so the old age is just the state of mind thing doesn't cut it.
So. Yeah, well, you know, look, in my experience, age is just a number until she decides you're too old. Okay? Then there's nothing you can do to change that mind.
And that's just what this sounds like to me. This I heard this, and it was so cynical. I said, I am so cynical of this.
So half your age plus 7, that is the age. That's the calculation. So Al Pacino, 42. Al Pacino is 83.
Got a pencil? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right,
let's say 82, because it's easily divisible by 2. Half that is 40. 41,
yeah,
plus 48. 7 is 48. So at 82, the youngest he could date is 48.
Yeah.
Now, apparently Al Pacino has a further equation. Half your age plus 7 minus 20.
Or a really hot young woman who wants to have your child. Maybe that's all he was concerned about.
So Al Pacino, 83, and his now former wife, or soon to be former, well, split. I don't know if they were married. Noor Alifa, or Alfala, 29 years old.
I'm pretty sure they were unwed.
Yeah, yes, 83 and 29. You've heard of May, December romances? That's May and December 4 years from now. So, they just welcomed the product of their love, their new child into the world.
I wonder.
3 months ago, and Pacino and Alfala have now shockingly realize that maybe they don't have a whole lot in common.
What?
I mean, with the joke about Leo DiCaprio, he's always dating young people, is like, well, at 29, she's now too old for him.
For him, right?
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see. They weren't married. What the fallout for that is in terms of child support, the request of, this is, there were court documents filed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's for custody, and it's because it's Al Pacino is seeking custody of the child. He wants to be able to visit the child, and, you know, and I was wondering, get that soundbite ready.
For the next.
Get the soundbite ready.
For the next few weeks he has ready.
I was just wondering when Alfala told Pacino and said, you need to sit down for this. I have to let you know something. What? I'm pregnant.
Unhappy.
Not that one.
Oh.
Go back to the Godfather one. Okay. We'll set you up again.
All right.
Wait, Al. Yes, I had to. I have an announcement for you.
Wait. I gotta find it. You know, it's a big long list.
Keep going. Okay. Okay. I can riff here for a minute. Oh yeah, David.
I thought I was out. They pulled me back in.
Okay. So that was Al. I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Tearing me apart.
this radio show operating like a well-glued machine. So that's what's going on there, Al Pacino. But look, I cover this because still, way to not let age be a barrier until it's a barrier.
Well, you know, I am frustrated by the fact that it was so obvious to anyone on the outside that this young woman had a plan. And the plan was get the baby, get the money. Yeah, I mean, again, I know I'm being cynical.
Listen. It's not like, I can't even say that because her previous romances were with Mick Jagger, and
she likes old men,
and billionaire Nicholas Berggruen.
How many kids does she have?
Look, the only way I'm going to hook a claw in there is if we have a kid.
Right. I mean, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
I'm okay.
Being cynical.
Yeah, something tells me she's going to get more than $40,000 a month child support.
Maybe 60. A lump sum.
Yes.
Huh? Because think about it. He's in his 80s.
He is.
So maybe she should just apply for a lump and try to live off the interest. You know?
I'm pretty certain that was what she put in her Tinder profile, looking for a lump.
Or a sucker.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. You know, look, it's not like he's good for it, right? I mean, I'm pretty certain.
But it's the baby, honestly, the child I'm worried about.
Oh, yeah.
These kinds of products of convenience or money, it makes me sad for the child. I wonder what kind of future they'll have.
I know. It's tough.
That's just me.
It's tough. But
right.
you know, it's even tougher is dealing with law enforcement wants to violate your Fourth Amendment rights.
Oh, that makes me
unhappy.
So,
how's that for a segue? You know, Pacino not free in his liberty from child support, but you can be free in your liberty from law enforcement. So here's the latest case going up before the Supreme Court for out of state of Idaho.
Yes.
All right. Drug sniffing dog comes around a car during a traffic stop. Now the dog, at some point in time, as going around the car, actually hops up and puts its paws on the side of the car, on the door. They later find meth and contraband in the car, and the couple is convicted. But it goes up to the Idaho Supreme Court on the challenge of, did the dog putting its paws on the car without a warrant, with the officer handling the officer not having a warrant, did that constitute a Fourth Amendment violation? Was that an illegal search of the car because the dog put the paws up on the car? And interestingly enough, the Supreme Court in Idaho, 3-2 decision, said yes, that violated the Fourth Amendment.
So the dog didn't have a warrant.
The handler didn't have a warrant.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's going to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. And here's my take on it.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, first off, dog sniffs don't violate in and of themselves. It's just like, you know, sniff in the air. And by the way, if you've had Chipotle and have gas, you could probably be charged with obstruction of justice. You know, well, the dog alerted, but then keeled over after we pulled the defendant's finger. Anyway. Okay. I mean, I'm seeing this case, and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. The dog putting the paws on the car isn't what let the dog. It's not like the dog saw the meth and said, hey, it's right there, I can see it, right? I would be arguing if I was the prosecution. Look, putting the paws on the car was the way the dog alerted to what it had already smelled.
Yeah, it's an indicator.
Yes, yeah, that's an indicator. It wasn't a search. And so this could pass muster. We'll see what the Supreme Court holds on it. But, look, that takes us to quick takes.
Yep, and Todd, I'm sure, has a quick take. By the way, if I'd had to leave, have a family emergency, our best to him. And what is your quick take today, Mr. Kuhner?
Actually, my quick take is about drug dogs.
Oh, really?
And it's a question.
Okay.
You know, look, I went from being a prosecutor to jumping to what people call the dark side. I was a prosecutor for 10 years, and then I was a criminal defense attorney for another 9, right? I wonder if dogs jump ship. If dogs, you got a drug-sniffing dog, and then some cartel, we'll buy the dog, you know. So now the dog has to go over to the other side. And, yeah, if the dog alerts to the submarine full of cocaine, we got to pack it better.
Or train the dog to say, I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing. You know, that's the thing. That's different between dogs and cats. Dogs rat out their owners. Cats would never call the cops. We'll be back next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help! On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.